Well, today the bishops of the Southern African region told political leaders that they must stop supporting Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe or accept complicity in a passive genocide of the nation's people. In their message, the bishops said that Mugabe must step down immediately and Southern African officials must stop supporting and giving him credibility because his regime is illegitimate. But at an emergency meeting held today in South Africa, the 15-member regional development bloc failed to persuade Mugabe to implement the power-sharing deal he signed with the opposition last September. Spokesman for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil Group, Dennis Benton, told us the repeated appeals of Zimbabwe's neighbours are useless without real pressure.
There's really basically complete contempt for international law and domestic law. And Mugabe has been able to get away with this in Africa by his anti-Western rhetoric. What it's called is hot air in Zimbabwe, A-I-R, anti-imperialist rhetoric. And it's hot air that has kept Mugabe functioning in the councils of Africa. There's some quite astute African leaders. They find it very difficult to take sides against Mugabe because there's a popular response in Africa to blame the continent's problems on imperialism and colonialism, even though most of the aid they get comes from the West.